Hi, my name is Bijoy Sengupta, and welcome to my show where I feature services and ideas that have the potential of changing our lives and businesses forever. Ever thought of printing your furniture? Today's feature is about MyCorp, which specializes in bringing your imagination from digital life to reality. A company founded by four young entrepreneurs, Shashank Shekhar, Ankita Sinha, Rishabh Mathur, and Dharmit Nakrani, MyCorp specializes in 3D concrete printing that promises to merge art, automation, and construction. We have today Shashank and Ankita to talk to us about their journey. Shashank and Ankita, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sengupta.
It's great to have you on the show today. An interesting industry to be in, Shashank and Ankita. So what's your story?
Okay, so this goes back like around, I would say, 6 years when I was in a construction industry, Jindal Steel, after doing my graduation in civil engineering from IIT Roorkee. So there, when I was into the construction of various large scale structures like chimney, bunk, ball mills, and that was a part of thermal power plant. So there you find that a lot of construction actually relies on the formwork. So you have either wood formwork or steel formwork, and then you build up those foam, you pour concrete, and then after a certain time you remove those foams. So there was a lot of labor involved in those things. There were a lot of safety concerns that were there in those time. And you can say that in the times when automation was actually leading into every aspect of life, like AI was even coming into various aspect, construction was something which was still lacking behind. So around that time, I heard a news that China was actually printing like 10 houses in a day. So that was something which really excited me at that point of time. So I quit my job and then joined a PhD program at IIT Gandhinagar and started doing my research on 3D concrete printing. So after a year or year and a half of research, I thought this is something which has a potential for commercialization, which can actually be market ready in a few years. So I thought, okay, let's build a company to actually make it kind of a commercial venture. And at that time, I actually was very fortunate to meet Ankita and Rishabh and Dharmit in that journey. And we all were actually able to actually see our visions aligned. And we thought, okay, this is something we are going to do for like our next 10, 15 years or maybe so. Let's see how far it goes. So like Ankita actually was a social media manager at IIT Gandhinagar a few years back around that time. Rishabh was expert in like robotics. He was also from aeronautical engineering background in his BTech. And Dharmit was from a construction background industry. So his father is in construction business. He was also, he's also a civil engineer from background. So we thought, okay, we have a synergy. We see that this thing can actually make some impact. So then in 2018, we built this company, MyCorp. At that time, the target market was not very clear. So we were still thinking that, okay, we can build houses, we can build bridges, but things were not very clear. So once we got support from various organizations like Startup Gujarat, IIT Gandhinagar itself, and some private investors as well. So that actually helped us build a like mid-scale concrete printing facility. We recently commissioned that concrete printing facility in September. And then we found that there is a specific need of outdoor concrete furniture, because earlier those were mostly made in molds. Now we are actually moving molds altogether. So we have a great design freedom. We can actually make very customized product, unique product for the customer on demand and at a very affordable price. It's not going to be very costly as well. So this is something which actually led us to think, okay, outdoor concrete furniture is something which would have a direct, impact, where this concrete printing would have a direct impact for sure in the longer run. So we started building a very unique project. So we were very fortunate to have IIT Gandhinagar support us. Also some customers, clients actually saw this and they were very excited to further have these things. So this is where we are, and we are still evolving, still learning, and hoping for some more things to come in our journey ahead.
To add to what Sashank said, if we just specifically talk about concrete furniture, why we found it interesting, because initially we started with 3D concrete printing in general. So as a country, I personally feel that we are somehow emotional and connected to the things that we have, especially, for example, we already always see that there's some piece of furniture, some piece of thing that maybe some piece of jewelry that we see that passes on from one generation to another. So we realized somewhere that when we talk about furniture, it has a specific life. You can't have it for like eternity. And when we talk about concrete specific, we can see that we have the buildings, we have the rock buildings even, that has seen various civilizations in general. So that's where we thought that if we could bring that concept of legacy in the furniture, and that's what we have named our first furniture in, that legacy, because you can pass it from one generation to another, and you can see that that value of attachment that we have with our possessions, that when we that we pass to our coming generations, that we pass on in our families, that could not be just restricted to one or two things, but we can in general provide just not the house anymore. We can just provide that. You can have a chair and you can pass it to your children and they will pass to their grandchildren and so on. So that was one thing that actually excited us about the concrete furniture, that you can hit up, like it has life more than any one of our lives. So you can have it for like generations to come on. So that's what we, I personally also find very interesting about the concrete furniture. And yeah, then again, when we talk about the flexibility, you can see that as a world, we are like, we are expanding our imaginations in every aspect. Like people are even thinking to build, to have buildings on Mars. So we can see that the imagination is something that is now not at all restricted. So people want that imagination to be like, to come to reality at their homes, at in their surroundings, in their environment as well. So with concrete printing facilities that we have that flexibility to build everything and almost everything and like anything that the customer has in mind. You can have any shapes, any designs, any texture, and that is something that makes our furniture range unique as compared to those conventional specific shape furnitures that we see around. So I think that's pretty much our story so far.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a fantastic story. The fact that four of you collaborated together and now are drawing such synergies, and also the fact that you have your purpose of your business in place, which is so great and so refreshing to know. So well done on that. Now I am not an expert in 3D printing, so I have a question. When you print something in concrete, I mean, ever since I was looking at your profiles and what you do, there's this thing that was going in my mind. How does the ceiling hold? I mean, how does that work? I mean, against gravity, even when you're doing printing of your benches, it's hollow from inside. How doesn't it crumble? I mean, that's a layman's question, but I'm sure many would want to know, how does it really work?
So that's the beauty of our research. That is something that we like. We started in 2016. It was actually Sashank's research project, his thesis project, the 3D printing. And I think, as per our knowledge, it's the as soon as he completes his PhD, he would be the first PhD holder in 3D printing in India, 3D concrete printing in India. So that is something again that we consider as a very honorable batch so far. So yeah. So I think that is where our research went on. That's the background thing that we did. We have some trade secrets. We have also patented certain things. And from the technical point, I think Sashank can throw more light upon it if you want.
Yeah. Only if you want to. Only if you want to talk about it.
Sashank, would you like to add something?
Yeah. So if you look at the structures which look hollow from inside, so what actually is done is, let's say you have a like a chair. So we actually print it at a 90-degree angle. Okay. So it goes like layer by layer. So then when you further turn it back to a 90-degree angle, so it's like we are doing it in two dimension and then we are tilting it to a 90-degree position. So that's kind of a 2D printing extended into one direction. But again, we have further flexibility where you can see some shapes where we are actually going in the third direction as well. So that is also possible. So both things actually merge together. Like you do like kind of some geometry, like which part would be
in a more general term, if you talk Yeah, in a more general term, if you talk about the gravity, that why if you see cement, it will fall upon if you just keep on stacking it. Why it doesn't fall apart is the reason. The reason behind that is that the material that we are using is not just cement, sand, and water. We have certain materials that we are adding to it. That is our expertise. Like that is our trade secret, you can say. There are certain additives that we add, the proportion in which we mix all the things together. That is also something that is not very like you can't just mix it in any proportion and you will get that result. So what makes it special is the materials that we are using, the proportion in which we are mixing, the way in which we are doing it, and so the process that goes behind makes it possible. Answered your question.
Oh yes, yes. So you have something which no one else has, and it is a highly guarded trade secret, which is of course going to take you a long way. And Shashank, congratulations, you're soon going to be the first, the only one in India to have an expertise in 3D printing. So
I would like to add one thing. I won't be the first one, I would say. Maybe I think IIT Madras is also working on the same field, and I think there is one person who has just completed his PhD. So yeah, people are working in India as well now, things have come up. So I won't say that we are the only one. Even L&T has actually decided printed a house. So,
From PhD point of view, there's very limited people. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we talk about trade secrets, we are not the first one.
Yeah, in a country of 1.2 billion, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is equal to 1. So I think well done on that. So in terms of the scope of this entire sorry, Ankita. Yeah, so I was saying in terms of this entire scope of 3D printing, is concrete printing the ultimate, or is there further and beyond?
Okay, so right now what we are doing is we are printing glass fiber reinforced concrete. So concrete is kind of a material which is brittle in nature, so which is very good in compression, but which is weak in flexural strength. So what mostly is done is to make sure that something bends, like the way you have seen our shapes, like very sleek designs, very overhanging structures are also there. So we have to ensure that concrete has flexibility, it has flexural strength, tensile strength. So for that, we add right now glass fibers, but also we are going to actually integrate with some steel wires as well in future. So along with concrete, a steel wire would be coming through. So that would provide flexural strength. Plus for some of our projects, like which we are doing with Army and also will be doing for sustainable habitat. So there we can also place the conventional reinforcement bars, the steel rebars. So that thing also is in process. So ultimate goal would be to actually make the printed concrete like amalgamated with some material which has high tensile strength, and we get a composite which can actually act in a desired manner.
So that is something from the strength point of view, that it will not just be the concrete, but there would be reinforcement also. And when we talk about the furniture range, from aesthetics point of view, we have also plans to hybridize our concrete furniture with wood, glass, and similar things. Like sometimes, depending upon the customer's need and demand, we are also going to make it more appealing by adding, like you can see like the combination of, you in future, we will be having combination of wood and concrete together in some piece of furniture. We have already created and delivered furniture which have like glass chops and the bottom it's concrete structure. So from aesthetic point of view, it's going to be like that. Yeah. And if you talk about the segments we are targeting, they are basically three: architecture segment, infrastructure, and then of course the construction industry.
Great. So that was about the material. So tell me, your ultimate dream is to make houses by 3D printing. Or what is the ultimate dream or that your company is looking to achieve?
So I would say we have three specific market segments that we are looking into. So one is like these furniture segments. So we want to definitely kind of provide customers with these unique concrete outdoor furniture. So that actually is a big market. So even for like most of the public spaces, we have so many parks being built up, so many new areas being built up. So concrete furniture is definitely going to enhance the beauty and enhance the utilization of those spaces. So that's definitely one segment that we are onto. And we have actually developed the product to kind of a full scale where we can actually directly sell these in a good shape. So that's one segment that we have kind of worked a lot on. And second stage would be like then to go on to mass housing, where the we have to ensure that there is economic sustainability. So we are kind of into the pilot stage where we are doing some projects to ensure that and see whether we have economic sustainability or not. Mostly it is. So that would be the segment which we would be actually catering in a year or so. So that we are going to enter soon. So then like the housing segment, the infrastructure segment would come in a separate category, kind of where we would be having the bulk things. Mm. And then there is this furniture artistic thing, where we would be providing these kind of furniture and artistic things. Maybe like some hotel chains could use these kind of things in their...
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
In a word, if I could say, what's the ultimate dream? As Shashank IT used the word sustainability. So I think bringing sustainability to the current conventional process of architecture segments and construction in general, that is the sustainability is the key thing that we are focusing upon. So even if you consider the current conventional construction practices, we see that concrete is something that which is infamous actually for making higher carbon footprint. With our technology, we can reduce it up to 40%. So it is something that we are in a way making the process more sustainable. We can have as we know that after this Paris Summit and everything, people are more concerned about the environment in general. And we want to make these processes more sustainable. We want to make these processes more eco-friendly. And when we talk even about the furniture, specifically about the furniture, the plastics that we are using, the polymers that are adding a large amount of carbon footprint in the world, that is not something that we can consider sustainable. So I think with our company MyCorp, we are trying to put sustainability in perspective when we talk about the construction practices, when we talk about the architecture elements or infrastructure. So I think that's our ultimate dream, to make the processes more sustainable, more eco-friendly, and something that could harm Mother Earth to the minimum.
I absolutely love the way you put your purpose in the center of everything that you're doing. I think you've got your heart at the right place as MyCorp. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. I think that is something as a society we need right now, because the growth has no limits, but somewhere we have to consider the fact that we have to make this growth in such a way that our future generations can enjoy it in the same way or in a better way. If we could just consume everything right now, I think that would not be something that we are looking forward to as a society. So,
Indeed.
That's where I think concrete printing would add on, because with concrete printing, we have a freedom to optimize the structure. Like the way you have seen some of the structures. So those are so thin. Those are using like less than 3 times the material that existing precast structures have. So that is something which actually would add to the system.
1/3 of the material.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So you're a group of four young entrepreneurs working together. How has that journey been for all four of you?
So as Shashank said in the beginning, that our visions align very well. Our value systems align very well. When we talk about serving to the country as a group of four young people, I think that is something that we have in common, and we always had in common that even during our PhDs, we always, on normal coffee chats, we used to discuss that, okay, how is it going to benefit the society in the big picture? And I think that is something mostly people associated with IITs or in general in engineering, they have this something like this in mind, because what we are doing is very practical. And what we are doing has very practical implications. So we have always the thought in mind that how we are going to deliver back to the society. So that is something that initially motivated us. Then as Shashank said, he had some ideas in mind many years. So we started building upon that. His expertise helped us. And all of us had certain expertise, Dharmit has the background from the construction industry. He's working as a fire safety engineer. His research is on fire safety. So that helped us technically that helped us a lot. Then Shashank, Rishabh has background in automation. He has worked as an he was an aeronautical engineer during his BTech. Then he joined as a in mechanical engineering in PhD. I am also from mechanical, so I am a thermal engineer, and I have the expertise in that field. And when we talk about the soft skills, also I think we all have something to bring on the platform on the plane. So that's how it helped. But the main thing that I consider was most important as a team was that our value systems, our visions matched very well. So that helped us to grow up as a team. And I think, and we were fortunate even to get the other members, like the employees, the interns that we got, like they had similar value systems, similar ethos that helped us to, that is helping us to grow on a daily basis. So I think that is something that is driving us very well.
One good thing about our team, I would say, is that we do criticize each other a lot. So it's not like, there is just one thing. So
there's a backbone.
Out to the most extreme level.
Yeah.
And then
constructive criticism is always there. We know where we lack. We know where we add up as a team. Yeah.
So
yeah,
our differences
I think
also actually are helping us in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess that's the backbone of growth. And when you say serving the nation being the common goal of all four of you, I think you guys are just rising in the entire level of purpose that you guys are set to achieve. So great. So nice to know that. Shashank and Ankita, for any startup or anybody listening about any hearing to any startup founders, they would always want to know how the journey has been from the point of creating or thinking about the idea to creating the first prototype, getting funding, and then being available commercially. Could you give us some sort of a brief as to how that journey has really been so that others could also draw some inspiration from what you have managed to achieve.
I would say we have to be focused on being customer centric. Sometimes what happens, it would be like we have an idea and we cling to it. So we have to see that ultimately, if we are into this entrepreneurship, we have to see two things very critically. One is the economic viability, economic sustainability. So that has to be there. So for a business, economics, you have to ensure that all your sustainability is also in the economics as well. And also you have to ensure that whatever you are proposing, so there are customers who are seeing the value. So there would be multiple iterations. So we have to revise and we have to be on our toes so that we can actually take feedback from the customers who are going to use it as well. And then it's all about team. So it's all about people ultimately. Yeah. So I think Ankita can add on to this.
Yeah, I agree to what Shashank said, that the approach should be more customer centric, because what often happens, especially with the technical startups, is that we are living in that environment where we see a lot of problems, where we see we have the knowledge, we have the expertise. So we always have an idea that, okay, I can do this. I can make this thing better or that thing better. But the problem is we often, as engineers especially, we often forget that, is there even a need? Is there even a market for that? So when you talk to people, when you talk to the people who are facing such challenges, when you talk to the people who have worked in such similar fields, that adds a lot of value, because ultimately it's the customer that is going to be your god. So you have to have a customer-centric approach since the beginning. And apart from that, as a team, we were lucky because we were associated with IIT Gandhinagar. They have an excellent networking. They provided us excellent networking. We are associated with incubation center at IIT Gandhinagar. They connected us with people that were of great value for us. So if you have an idea, I think the first thing is that you get it validated as soon as possible. Because what often happens, we go on building upon it, and then later on we realize that, okay, there's a huge gap between what we are doing and what the market wants. So that is something, get it validated soon, meet the right people, get the knowledge that you want. I think internet is doing a great job in that. You can simply search things, you can meet people. So I think it's not, we are lucky to have, be born in a generation that in times that is very much friendly for startups, especially. You can talk to people, you can simply, the people who are sitting miles away from you, you can simply talk to them, you can ask them. And I think people in general, as an entrepreneur, I felt that people are mostly people are helpful. Like, we were lucky to have you. Like, you are here to take, we are happy that you are taking our interview. That also shows that the people are mostly helpful. So have that positive approach that, yeah, you can reach to people, you can talk to people, you can get their, you can use their insights, because there are always people who have tried that in earlier. Like, hardly it happens that is something that you are, what you thought has not been thought of before. So talk to people, ask them what their challenges were, what was that that restricted them, what was that that failed them. So it's not just the success stories, but also the failure stories that add to your business ultimately. And the most important thing, be persistent, because you can't get everything right in the at the first time. You can't just come up with an idea and you can be like, okay, I will change the world overnight. So that's not going to happen. Be persistent, be patient. And one thing that always, as a CEO, Shashank used to tell us, and also as a friend, it's more about execution than idea. Because, like, everyone has some idea, if you talk. To be very frankly, every one of us has some idea that, okay, we can do that. But if you are not able to execute it properly, if you are not able to put your head down and work upon it, then it's not going to make any difference. So ultimately, how well you execute it. So if you have an idea, start working upon it. I think that's the short message that we want to give.
No, very, very inspiring. I'm sure the other young entrepreneurs who are listening, who are going to watch the interview and are going to listen to the full podcast, are going to draw a lot of inspiration and motivation from your story. Shashank, you were saying something.
So it might happen when you talk to a lot of people that they would criticize you, they would tell you that it's not wrong. So I would say ki you have to listen to them. Then ultimately it's your choice. You have to be very, I would say, open to discussion, open to listening. But sometimes it might be like that, okay, he is saying wrong. So you have to just see whether you are right or wrong, but just be open for like all the criticism and even the positive and negative. Because while you interact with a lot of people, so you would get a lot of feedback as well. So just that thing.
So your products or your creations, as I would like to say, they are commercially available. So how has the response been? Any successes that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, so we have mostly delivered our products at IIT Gandhinagar. So the campus is giving us very positive feedback, all the faculty, students. So we get whenever we meet somebody, so they know that we are the persons who actually made these things. So we have got a rapport in that sense as well. We have also got some customers who have seen these and they want something custom made build for them. So that kind of a response now we are getting from various people. And today itself, one of my friend who is in kind of an IRS and he wanted to actually gift something to his academy. So he has also said, okay, build something on me. So this is kind of that feels good because people are now accepting this thing. And yeah, then they are willing to actually try it out as well. Yes,
absolutely. I think it's a matter of time. Social media, internet, word of mouth, personal experiences are all going to influence your buyers or your customers' behavior and change of intent to go ahead and look at your products or your creations. So I think that's great that you've seen initial successes. So congratulations and well done on that. Shashank and Ankita, we are in the middle of a pandemic, and many businesses have gone bust, but there are some that are doing really well. How has the pandemic worked in your favor? Have you done something, thought of something in a way to turn the situation around rather than being pessimistic, to make it in your favor and turn the situation around to draw some opportunities out of the situation created by the pandemic? How did that work out for you?
So one thing that pandemic has taught us actually is to optimize and run on as low resources as you can. So at least pandemics taught us to actually work on the least possible. So least possible resources. So that is one good thing that we actually learned from this pandemic. So we were actually very short on the finances, but we were actually able to get through, and we were actually also able to actually launch our first product range during the pandemic. So that actually was a good experience that we can be very lean. So that's what pandemic has taught us. And we think that we would be going on the path that to be lean and in terms of business and then grow. So that's one thing. And apart from that, one more thing that we have learned is that now we need to have a technology which can actually provide a man-machine integration. And we feel that this is something, the concrete printing is something which is going to be in the same direction. And people actually are now actually more talking about this technology. Across the globe, people are now talking about concrete printing. So like even like Dubai has actually just recently said that they want to 3D print their building. Like by 2030, 25% of their building should be 3D printed. So this is a vision which now even the global leaders are seeing. So a lot of European countries are now adopting this. So this is a kind of a good time for us. And pandemic kind of has, I would say, is not deteriorated the condition. It actually has boosted the market for 3D concrete printing.
Great, great. So you mentioned, please, Ankita.
Yeah. Yeah, so to add to what Shashank said, that yeah, if we talk about the market as such, we realized during the COVID that the importance of health and hygiene, the importance of that social distancing, especially in these times when we are going through a time where the diseases such as COVID are very contagious. So the thing is that is what man-machine integration, why man-machine integration is important at this point, because you can't have direct interaction with people. You can't like bring 100 of laborers at a place and ask them to work. So when we talk about automation, that could help, because then people are interacting with machines rather than directly interacting with each other. First thing, that is where I think in 3D concrete printing, which is a complete automation industry, that would be of very, very much value, especially in construction, because we have plans, like India itself has plans to build more smart cities. India has plans to provide mass housing. And when we talk about mass housing specific, we know that during COVID times, we realized the importance of hygiene in general. So using proper sanitation, how much that is important. So we know that in Dharavi, the condition was very poor. People got like, there was massive outbreak of the COVID. So that's why I think when you provide better living conditions to the people, that would automatically have a like good effect on the, that would automatically decrease the spread of such diseases in future as well. And I think it's a basic right of every human being also to have proper living conditions. So that's why I think it's good that with such a technology, we can provide rapid housing. We can provide proper, better living conditions. We can build build toilets at a very rapid scale. And then we can provide better health conditions to the people in general, especially to the people who belong to the low strata income. So that's why I think that it's not just about the opportunity for us, but it's also a need of the hour now that we bring such technology, we consider such technology in picture, and we just do something. We just exploit them to the best advantages.
Very nicely put. Very nicely put there, Ankita. So you mentioned Shashank sometime back about Dubai having a direction forward to have 25% of their buildings 3D printed. Now, for the general public, for an average listener, how much does one stand to save by opting for 3D printed versions of a building? How much does it work out to? Is there any?
Can you repeat your question? I was not able to get the question.
Yeah, I was saying you mentioned about Dubai having a directive of having 25% of their buildings 3D printed. Now, for the general public or the listener, how much does one stand to save if one switches from traditional building construction to a 3D building?
So right now, the technology available allows you to like print a 500 square feet regular 1 BHK house in 3 days. So with the available technology, a house can be printed, and then further like finishing, installing of windows, doors, all those things can be done in another 3 to 4 weeks. Plus, if we look at the cost point of view, so I would say that has come at par with the conventional construction practice as well. So with the material that we have developed, so we are actually confident that the projects that we are going to do in the future, so that would be at par or even actually at the lesser cost compared to what the normally houses made with masonry or RCC structure. So second thing would be regarding the building code compliances. So there have been methods where even the 3D concrete printing can actually comply with the regular building code. So like we can provide the outer forms for where, let's say, the columns or beams are to be there. And then we can put the regular RCC work using steel cages. So I would say that the time has come where we would see a lot of buildings printed and complying with the code in a year or so. And which would be kind of economical or even, I would say, like at a lesser cost compared to the conventional construction.
Interesting.
So even like people can directly just choose from what design they want, what changes they want, and that would be very easy to do. It won't be tough now. So they can do a lot of customization. So like even if somebody wants a specific villa, which actually reflects his personality, his or her personality, so that could be doable. So the designs could be very custom made now at a same cost without adding too much.
Very interesting.
Talk about micro in specific, the thing is that what we are trying to achieve is that when we take our project globally, we believe that our project will be, our work will be less expensive or like more economic as compared to our competitors. Because that is one thing that we are addressing. I think Sashank would like to highlight upon the fact that we are trying to reduce the cost by 30% when we talk about the material cost as well as the machinery cost, the equipment that we are using, that we are developing. So when we compare that with the machines that have been developed across the globe by different different companies, we feel that so far we were successful in analyzing that we will be cost competitive and we will be like more economic to have. And if we have we will be providing the end products at a cheaper price as compared to the other company. And yes, then quality is of course something that we are constantly working upon and planning to improve it even in future.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be because I guess right now because it's at such an initial stage, the equipment cost is going to be so high, the material cost is going to be so high. But as there's more acceptance and more production of these machinery that's going to happen over the next 5 years, 10 years, over the next few decades, I guess the cost of going for a 3D printed option is going to reduce drastically, and that's when you guys will be there as experts and be available as major service providers there. So, I'm confident as well.
That we focused on. And so far,
Yes, sir. I would like to add for concrete printing. So, if you look at plastic printing or metal printing, so those are very costly and that makes them actually suitable for only custom made things, very specific things. Yeah. But for concrete printing, it's going to compete with the existing construction technology in a year, for sure. So it's not a very costly affair now. That has actually evolved over past 10 years.
Great, great. Absolutely great. So Shashank and Ankita, I guess enough of technicals and what you do, et cetera, let's get to know you better. So what do you do in your free time, Ankita and Shashank?
Yeah, so one unconventional hobby that I have is that I love sleeping. I think that is something that no yoga, nothing can bring to you, that peace that you can have by sleeping. And apart from that, I love I like writing and reading. So yeah, mostly earlier I used to read fiction a lot, but during lockdown, I've started this non-fiction and self-help books. And if one book I can suggest to people, that is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. That is a very good book, especially in these tough times. So yeah, that's a good book to start if you want to read something of from psychological point of view and self. So I think reading and sleeping are the two main hobbies that I have. And yeah, I write also.
Your foray into social media, I heard you were handling social media for IIT Gandhinagar.
From students chapter, I was handling it for a year. Yeah.
So that also interested you at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like talking to people as such. People say I have good negotiation skills too. So yeah, that is something that attracted me. So as a thermal engineer, initially I was looking after the thermal aspects and everything. Then marketing was something that also attracted me a lot, though I don't have formal education in that. I was a mechanical engineering, now I'm doing PhD. But that is something that I find interesting. That is something that excites me, to talk to people, to interact with them, to read their stories. And even when I talk about reading, like, I like to see what's going in the world. I like to see from a more personal level, from a more personal touch, that okay, if this is happening on a political level or in a general in the society, how can we contribute in that? How can we make the society a better place? So that is something that, I find that's something I can relate to. So I think that's what I bring to the company as well.
Brilliant. Shashank?
Yeah, so I like to read books. I like to do workout. I like to go for long runs. So that's mostly what I do. And also I like to watch sci-fi movies and shows a lot in my spare time. Yeah.
Great. So if you were not doing what you were doing, what would you have been doing otherwise? So if you were not an engineer,
most probably in a year or so otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Ankita?
Something more related to the social causes. Yeah. That is something I still have in mind. Like I something on more ground level. Yeah.
Brilliant. So before we wrap up the show, Ankita and Shashank, a message from both of you to young entrepreneurs who would want to do their own thing. What would you like to tell them?
I would say dream big and take risks. It's okay to take risks. It's okay to fail, but you have to be persistent to achieve that goal. Things would be tough, but put yourself together and then rise again. Yes.
So nice. Ankita?
I would say think big. Yeah, as he said, think beyond your personal gains. Think as a society. Think about the legacy that you could pass on. Think about more than your life. Like we all think about that. That is fine. But I would suggest that when even you are associated with a startup venture, or even you are working for a company or as such anything, even if you are just traveling, think about the world that you are living in. Think about the generations that are going to see this world, and your actions should be based upon that. Just your personal gains and advantages.
I would also like to add that it should not be about the money. Money is definitely a big factor, but I would say that as Ankita said, it's more about the legacy that you are going to leave. It's about a purpose that you could have in doing something. So that would actually make you feel happy. So ultimately, about happiness, if you see. So if you sleep well, knowing that you did something good, you did something for others, that would make you feel happier at the end. Yes.
True. I completely agree with that. And it's so nice to hear you you talk about such an important message here. So think big, take risks, and have a purpose. So that's the message that Shashank and Ankita has for young entrepreneurs today. Shashank and Ankita, thank you so much for sparing the time for doing this interview. I'm sure it's going to be a really inspiring and motivating session for all the listeners. And to my viewers, thank you for watching. And keep following my channel on LinkedIn for more features on businesses that are making a difference in the Horeca segment. If you want to be featured on my show, just drop me a message. Shashank and Ankita, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bijoy. Thank you so much.